So our Lenten presentation today is by Gary Zosmeyer, who is a member of the Austin law firm Enoch Kiever. Over his 30 years of litigation experience, he has represented clients in contracts, fraud, misrepresentation, fiduciary duty, real estate, energy, environmental, interference with business and with contracts and business relationships, business torts, technology, lender employment, regulatory and insurance disputes. His practice also includes providing in-house counsel and clients with developing litigation success and litigation avoidance strategies. So I'm going to turn the case law update today over to Gary.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon, everyone. I am Gary Zosmeyer with the Enoch Kiever Law Firm in Austin. I appreciate the opportunity to join you today, thanks to the invitation of Brent Stahl. And I also express my appreciation to the Planning Committee, including my colleague, Carolyn Shellman. I had hoped and fully intended to express how nice it was to join everyone in person this year after presenting at last year's CLE program on Zoom. Unfortunately, Mother Nature had other designs, and as Yogi Berra famously said, it's deja vu all over again. Next year, I have been asked to provide an update of Texas case law in the renewable energy space. This case summary will span the past 2 years. And what a difference a year makes. I was requested at last year's Renewable Energy Institute to devote an hour to sharing observations from a litigator's perspective of how best to avoid litigation. This year, I have the privilege of being invited to return to speak for 30 minutes about litigation, specifically a renewable energy Texas case law update. And what a difference a month makes. Initially, I was requested to prepare a Texas renewable energy case law update, which I completed in early December. I identified six applicable cases, five at the appellate court level and one federal district court opinion. Those six cases constituted pretty much the waterfront of reported Texas-based renewable energy cases over this two-year period. Then, with the impending December 31, 2022 expiration of Chapter 313, the Texas tax incentives statute, 15 mandamus actions were filed by renewable energy companies in the Texas Supreme Court, beginning on December the 12th and ending with the last Supreme Court filing on December the 22nd. Our firm, I represented four of these renewable energy companies in the Texas Supreme Court. The proverbial, we came in second place. The Texas Supreme Court rejected the relief requested by all 15 renewable energy developers, relief we directed at the Texas Comptroller's Office. And spoiler alert for those who like to peek early on at the last few pages of the novel, the Supreme Court, in its opinion, issued a month ago yesterday, refused to order the Comptroller's Office to process pending applications or to extend the December 31st expiration deadline. Instead, the Texas Supreme Court invited, if not encouraged, the impacted renewable energy parties, mostly solar projects, to seek relief in the Texas legislature. Now, information and belief, as litigators are prone to say, this legislative redress effort is underway. I will spend much of my remaining time discussing this very recent Texas Supreme Court Stetson Chapter 313 opinion. In this decision, the Supreme Court held that it governed all 15 of the renewable energy mandamus actions filed during this 10-day window in mid to late December.